Street.
From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore.
And she
Oh, look out!
Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy.
Good morning, everyone. 6:02 and happy R&B Friday.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up with the wackety whack yo? I am so street. I am in my element on R&B Fridays.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just so gangster.
I can imagine you walking through the Bronx in New York.
I am tough. People should be afraid of me if they see me in an alley with my bling on and my jacket and all my tattoos and my snapback and my street talk.
What happened to you? Did you get up on the right side of the bed?
This is just who I am, man.
Big show today. Bro. Wake-up call worth $500 if you've registered. We've got Shelley Craft from The Block on as well. Mike Lorigan with the full weekend sports wrap. Yesterday, set myself a challenge.
Yes, yeah, you did. To go and find a lamp base, which is interesting because a lot of people would go looking for a lamp shade, but you went the opposite, lamp base.
Yeah, because I've got this issue. At the Capital W, they sell the toasted sandwich makers for $19.
Oh, who's getting their value?
But a lamp, $25.
Oh, steep.
Deep.
Wow. Oh. And that's for a shade thrown in as well with the lamp base and even a cord that you plug into the wall.
Yeah, plug in the wall.
Right.
So I'm like, nah. So I went to the charity shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, went to the Selvos.
Yeah.
They sent me over to Vinny's.
Laflin.
Vinny's sent me over to Smith Family.
Yeah.
Smith Family don't have any furniture.
Oh, really?
A lovely lady at the Smith Family informed me. She sent me down the Red Cross.
So you just scoured the town.
Oh, and then I even went over to the other side of town to look at actual shops. And then I thought, isn't this what I was avoiding in the first place?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely was.
So I'm left without a lampshade.
Oh, no. What a shame. You love your lamp.
I want to say thank you, though.
Yes.
For offering me your gigantic lamp.
The biggest lamp base known to man that's sitting in my cupboard at home. Offered it to you. Didn't want it.
No.
Shunned it.
I didn't want it.
Rude.
That's the thing. I thought we're friends.
What if you went to the Capital W and just took the shade off the base and said, can I just have this half?
It's damaged.
It's damaged. It's faulty. Can I have a discount?
I found this damaged lamp.
Yeah, exactly. You would be customer service's best friend.
R&B Friday. Let's kick it off. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy.
Mask Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now. Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
It is time for Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call. Wakey, wakey. How would $500 sound for your Friday morning heading into the weekend?
How amazing would $500 be? That's what the jackpot is at the moment. All you've got to do is answer within four rings with the phrase, get up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit. It's almost gone off this week.
It certainly has come very close, and today could be the day. We're calling Denny today.
Fantastic.
You got the number there?
Got the number here. Let's dial it up.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, it's because we did one number.
Now let's try again. Let's go. Come on, Denny. Pick up the phone.
Denny, for your Friday, can they win Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call?
$500.
Four rings.
It's two.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Denny.
Hey, Denny.
Denny, by the way, Denny, you're on the radio at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Do you know who this might be?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Oh,
Denny.
It is Pippa and Jimmy, Denny. And we've called you for our wake-up call.
Oh, dear.
Oh, do you know the phrase that you were meant to say when you answered the phone? What was it?
Wake up with Pippa and Jimmy on... not Star FM.
close, but you're way off. It's Get Up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit.
Denny, oh, thanks for being such a good sport.
That's right. We would have loved to be able to throw you $500 today. That would have been all right, wouldn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying R&B Friday at the moment?
We're just waking up.
Oh, okay. So lucky you had your phone on loud at least, because if you're waking up.
Yeah, that was my work.
Oh, so you wanted to sound professional answering the phone, of course.
I did.
That's the risk you take when you register. Oh, dear. Well, Denny, thank you so much for answering, and we're sorry that we couldn't throw you some cash this morning.
Fantastic. We do it all thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit their display home. Denny, turn this one up. It's a good one to get you awake. It's Kanye West and Gold Digger. She take my money. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back. What up, Kanye? Gold Digger on R&B Friday. Yo, yo, yo. Got the hat backwards. And we do it.
Whackety
whack. Whackety whack. Oh, we do it all thanks to Macca's. You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You go in there with your hat backwards.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 give me some chicken tenders. Yo.
Okay.
I know that might be a bit rude.
Try that.
If you just start yelling at
the
top.
Try that. Let me know how you go.
Try the new Macca's chicken tenders made for snacking, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m.
You might get a tender slap in the face.
And then the staff say, that's the computer screen that you self-order off. Mm. So you look like a bit of an idiot shouting at her. Are you ready to get down? We're dropping the R&B every Friday. R&B Friday. Yeah. Gotta get drop the beat. Yeah, talking about Kanye West. Him and Kimye, they've just reported that they've hired a surrogate who's 3 months pregnant to have their next baby.
So they are pregnant technically with their third child.
So, Pippa, if anyone who doesn't know, and for me who I think I know but I'm not certain, when you've got a surrogate, is it still Kim K's egg and Kanye's swimmy bits?
Yes, swimmy bits. Yeah, that's cute because you can't say the adult version of the word. No, that is correct. That's a surrogate. So you are carrying their baby.
You're carrying their baby. So it is their baby. And Beyonce news as well. Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, I want to ask you a question first.
Ask away.
If you had a little miniature Pippa, how many nannies do you think you may need to help out?
Probably just one for every day of the week.
Yeah, just so seven.
To seven, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Beyonce and Jay-Z aren't that bad.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Oh, they only
need
six.
They've got they have one day where they actually spend time with their children. Yeah, that's good. Great.
The other six. What are they going to be doing though?
Oh, look, I think Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're busy peeps. Mm. They've got a lot going on.
Imagine in that job though.
Busy mum. Beyonce's a busy working mum.
No, of course, but imagine being one of those nannies because, you know, work is often a place where you try and look busy all the time.
Oh, for you? Is that what work is for you? Yeah, when you come to work here every day?
Let's look like we're busy.
Yeah, let's look like we're working. Good. Good to know.
What do you reckon their nannies are doing to make themselves look like they're busy?
Oh, they'd just be, you know, giving the children educational, you know, stimulants and, you know, teaching them great things, connecting with them on an emotional level, just parenting the children.
There are two of them.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, you do need six.
Man, you do you.
Let's do some old school Beyonce now when she was with Destiny's Child. R&B Friday, Bootylicious. It's hit. Pippa and Jimmy, morning. Hit 93.5. Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. 6.5 degrees are crossed up on the Central West, 7:18. Good morning. It's your new way to get up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. And it's time for our fake news segment.
That's right. Jimmy, I'm going to read you two news headlines, one of them being true and one of them being a complete load of trollop. And you have to guess which one is the real deal and one is fake.
If you want to play along, 13, 12, 16, anytime.
Call us anytime. So the first news story is that a highlighter now exists for one's nether regions.
Okay.
So that you can glow down below, some may say. Mm. It's called our product is called the Perfect V. And so it is a highlighter for ladies' secret garden.
Okay.
Where you can just spruce it up a little bit if you like.
Mm.
Yes. It will minimise the appearance of downstairs imperfections.
Okay.
Add some extra, you know.
So it's like makeup for the...
Yes, For the nether regions.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the first story. The second story comes out of Williamsburg, Virginia, where some college sort of teams at a college in Williamsburg have conducted a study to work out the amount of mayonnaise that the average American consumes each year. And in studying this topic, they have found out that the amount is so disgusting and so huge that they couldn't pursue the topic any further and they ceased the study.
Okay, why do we need to do a study on how much mayonnaise people consume?
You know science. They'll study anything.
Oh, they'll study how square is that square.
That's right, exactly. So they've said, after reviewing preliminary figures on the annual rate of mayonnaise consumptions in the US, we couldn't stop gagging and decided that there was absolutely no way we could pursue this topic any further.
I want to go back to the first story and ask you a question.
Sure.
You're saying that they've created this makeup for the Never Region.
Yes.
Can't you just use normal makeup down there?
You could do that, but no. They've decided to just make one specially for it.
Specially for
yeah.
it. And do you need to be clean down there, or
I would assume so.
Yeah, to be able to use the makeup.
Just making sure. I'm sure it'll be very popular when swimsuit season rolls around.
Okay, I am going to lock in that I reckon that the mayonnaise story is made up, and the Never Region makeup is true.
You are 100% correct, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
The highlighter called The Perfect V, you can read all about that story on our Scoopla tab on our website, hit.com.au.
Fantastic. Hey, if you're interested in the local sport, we've got Mike Lorigan. He's going to give us a full rundown on what's happening across Dubbo and the Central West AFL, Rugby Union and Rugby League coming up next. And Shelley Craft from The Block, she's going to join us just after 8.
Now it's 7 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Do you reckon you can sunbake in 23 degrees? I reckon I could.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Get the old mirror out. What are they
that's
called?
Right.
Those sheets which have got like the foil on them so
yes.
it reflects the sun.
Whatever that's called. Get one of those out.
Actually, don't do that. That would actually be bad of us to encourage that.
Would it?
Oh. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's bad to get sunburned.
Right. Yeah.
Checking in with what's trending at the moment, Pippa. Katy Perry's going to host the MTV VMAs.
She is. MTV announced on Thursday that Katy Perry will host the awards on August 27. She's nominated for 5 Moon Men. That's what they call the little dudes in the spacesuit that are the awards, including Best Pop Video for Chain to the Rhythm. Kendrick Lamar, he's also a top contender with 8 nominations. His hit Humble will compete for Video of the Year up against Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, and DJ Khaled.
Oh, love it.
Hot competition there.
I'm going for DJ Khaled there because, as he says in his song, we the best
we
music.
We the best music. Yeah. Hard to compete with that.
Hard to compete with a statement like that. Now, a nutritionist has come out claiming that it's hard to eat safe and be healthy and also be a vegan.
This is very interesting. I'm sure this will cause some controversy. So it's a very resorted to diet, but at the same time, it is one that some professionals aren't actually recommending.
Now, a dietitian by the name of Sophie, she's come out and said this.
It's really hard work to make a vegan diet healthy. You have to think very carefully about what you're eating all the time. I have never recommended any of my patients follow a vegan diet. I can't see myself ever changing that. It's very complicated to make sure that your diet is safe and gives you all the nutrition that you need. Yeah. I've been a nutritional scientist for 13, 14 years now. It would be very hard for me on a day-to-day basis to make sure I was meeting all my nutritional requirements.
So you think it's a case you'd have to take supplements to ensure that you're...
Most people would need to take some supplements. It's very difficult, very challenging to be fully nutritionally adequate on a vegan diet.
Mm. Now, I've got to admit, Pippa, I actually really appreciate vegans and vegan food.
Are you a vegan? Do you follow a vegan diet?
I don't, but because I'm lactose intolerant and I don't consume dairy...
So you're almost a vegan, but you've still got meat in there.
I've still got meat
in
there.
Yeah, okay.
So when I see the magic word vegan, I go, great, I can eat this.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, thank you, vegans. You've saved the day for me again.
So good.
Oh, actually, you introduced me to some vegan cheese the other day.
I did, and that tastes like cheese, feels like cheese, smells like cheese, melts like cheese.
Oh, so yummy.
It's great.
I made myself some vegan pizza. Oh, with
beautiful.
With some German Krunsky on top.
Yeah, right.
So
not actually vegan.
With a little
just
bit.
A dairy-free pizza.
Hey, we are chatting with Shelley Craft from The Block. We're doing that right after 8, and our Smash Your Cash is worth $1,600. All those stories, check them out at hit.com.au. R&B Friday. Turn that cap backwards, Pippa.
I shall. It's already backwards.
Oh, too cool for school. CC Music Factory right now. Things that make you go,
I was in the crib.
Hit 93.5, tops of 19 degrees today, 7:45 a.m. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy, your new way to get up. We do it all thanks to McDonald's. Do you remember McDonald's actually used to have that?
I certainly do.
Things that make you go, Try the new Macca's chicken tenders, made for snacking, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m.
They definitely make you go,
Oh, they're
so
good.
They make you go, and oh, and oh. We've got a few other noises in there as well.
Now, Pippa, I got a bit mad yesterday while watching the TV.
You do get mad about a lot of things.
I got
Some call you a rageaholic.
Rageaholic? Oh, no, surely I'm not. You've been in the car with me.
Yes.
You've seen how I like to shout at people.
You do.
With the window shut.
When you are driving somewhere, it's like you are conducting a driving lesson for every single other person on the road at that time.
Like, you should be in that lane.
Yes.
You should be indicating
what
off the roundabout.
What are you doing? Yeah. Yeah, you're just instructing every other driver on the road.
Why are your wheels turned? You're not turning yet.
Yep.
Yeah,
hurry
that's
up.
Dangerous.
Slow
hurry
down.
Up. Slow down.
Get out of my way.
Get
all
off
of
the road.
Above. Yeah.
Now, I got really annoyed yesterday because I heard a comment someone made out shopping, and I heard someone make a comment to a friend that women are bad drivers.
This is something that, it's not the first time I've heard this. Mm-mm. Women drivers often get a very bad rap.
Exactly. All the time. You don't hear, men are bad drivers. Women
are
bad
drivers. No, it's always women that are the hopeless drivers, don't know what they're doing. You know, come on, love.
I heard
someone. Who's heard that before?
Oh, yeah. I heard someone recently say, they recently said, it's a fact that women are bad drivers. And
it's a fact.
I said
you
to them,
heard this.
Where's this fact?
Oh, should have used that for fake news.
Should have used that for fake news because I'm like, where's this actual fact come from that women are bad drivers?
Yes.
Like, because in my experience, I've had so many car accidents. I've had so many people drive into the back of me in my life.
Yep.
Always men.
Always.
Always men.
Yes.
I've had so many people road rage at me. Always men.
Now that I think about it, the one car accident that I have been in is where I was T-boned by a guy. It's not a euphemism. Don't get excited there. But he just drove out of an intersection straight into the side of my car. And the other day I was at a roundabout in town and I was coming around the roundabout and this guy in this ute obviously didn't see me and started to come into my lane. So I politely beeped him to let him know, hello, I'm a motorist that's in your zone. Lost his biscuits, raged at me, followed me for 3 blocks.
You're kidding.
I was like, oh my goodness.
A man?
Yeah, now, a man.
Have you seen on the news at the moment, there's a man in the New South Wales Central Coast who's just been arrested and charged for punching a woman in the face. You would
Good.
Have seen on the news.
Good behaviour. Excellent. That's the kind of bloke you want in your life, isn't it?
And then 4 men on a Sydney street, you would have seen this on the news, going full on at each other, punching each other up in the middle of a Sydney street.
I reckon... I'm going to make a bit of a wild statement here. I reckon blokes are pretty quick to go, gee, there are some D-heads on the road at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And the actual D-head might be you, mate. Get
exactly.
off your phone, you clown. And maybe indicate once in a while.
I don't want to make any wild generalisations, but maybe women aren't actually
maybe
bad drivers.
Maybe we're not that bad.
But in the end of the day, I am the best driver in the world.
Well, we all know that. That's been
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Pete Hillier, thanks for being here.
Stubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
Cooper and Jimmy's Smash for Cash.
Good morning, everyone. We are speaking to Sally Craft off the block.
Did you just call her Sally?
It was a hybrid of Sally and Shelley.
Sally Craft, Shelley. You've just called her every name under the sun except for what she's actually called.
It's my near enough is good enough attitude.
That's right, it is.
We're speaking with her up next, but right now we really want to give away $1,600. Who's this lad holding on the phone?
This is Jack. How are you doing this morning, Jack?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Keen to win $1,600 going into the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything you'd spend it on in particular, mate?
Oh, we're just about to have our first child, so we'll probably go towards that in some way.
This is very exciting. I feel like maybe when the baby's born, can we have you on the show for trending now? Local baby just born?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Let's play that sound one more time for you, Jack. This is it. What do you think was smashed with a hammer for $1,600?
Is it a disposable coffee cup?
Oh, a disposable coffee cup. Now, yesterday someone rang up and said, is it a disposable coffee cup lid? Are you thinking, is it the cardboard sort of paper cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we smashed a disposable coffee cup for $1,600, Jack? I'm so sorry, mate.
We haven't. So sorry.
That's all right.
Really good. Good thinking.
Creative guess. Yeah. Loving the guesses that are coming through. Definitely call back again Monday because it jackpots to $1,650.
Happy R&B Friday, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
No worries at all. It's your exclusive Konski Wake Up Shake Up for your R&B Friday right now on Hit. It's your DJ Konski R&B Friday Wake Up Shake Up. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy. 8:10 and currently 7 degrees around the slopes and the plains. We have some big news to kickstart your workday. Keep your ears here. You won't want to miss it. Mike's got it.
Big news.
Right after the 9 a.m. news. But right now, holding on the line, the very beautiful, the very wonderful Shelley Craft of Channel 9's The Block.
Yes.
Fantastic. Shelley, how are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Morning, troopers. How are you?
Very really well, good. Thank you. At ease, yeah, as you were.
A few moments ago, Shelley.
Stand down.
You said to us, maybe you'd like to conduct the interview. Seems we're a new show and you can get to know us.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I get this list of people that I'm to chat to. I've gone, Pippa and Jimmy, don't know them, love Dubbo, Hit FM. Let's find out a little bit more about these two.
Great.
So how long have you been doing this show?
This is the end of our third week on air. We're just wee babies. Wee babies, yeah.
And are you both Dubbo locals?
I've got a bit of history from around the Central West, but I've been living in Bris, Vegas for the last little while.
And
that's my hometown.
Yes, home girl. Great.
And I'm a Gosford boy from the Central Coast.
Okay, so not only a new show, but also a new bird for you guys to hang out in.
That's exactly
right. Very exciting.
Finding new watering holes. Yes, that's right. So, Shelley, obviously the elephant in the room is that you've got a TV show starting starting shortly. Do you want to talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, rumour has it that The Block is kicking off.
Rumours were afoot.
We are all very excited about this series. Look, I say it every year, but it just gets bigger and badder than the one before.
Excellent.
And this one's a monster, there's no doubt about it.
You know, your bosses, I reckon they scare me a little bit because our bosses here, they say, okay, how are you going to do it bigger and better than yesterday? And you get to a point where, how can you do it bigger and better than yesterday? Next year, you're going to be building Trump Tower.
Yeah, I don't know. They're a little bit crazy, I guess is the only word. You know, it's funny. I'm wondering whether they got this idea of moving houses onto one block and calling it basically the street from one of the ex-contestants. Brad and Lara, when they won The Block a few years back, they did exactly that. They bought a block of land. They found a house, they moved it on, they've now renovated it, and they're ready to go. So I think, you know, being part of the Block family, they may have just got our producers on with this crazy idea.
Wow, that's unreal. Have you ever personally undertaken a Reno Rumble yourself? Oh, sorry, I just said another renovation show. Oh, my God, sorry, that's so awkward.
That's
just forget
right,
I said that.
Yeah. Still our show.
Okay, great. Okay, phew. Oh, that's so awkward.
Oh, look, I have done a couple of renos of my own. I've done a couple of builds from scratch. Once it gets in your veins, there's no escaping. And once the series kicks off, I'm sure I'm just like everyone else around the country. I start to tinker with whatever I'm living in at the time. So it does give you a lot of great ideas, but it also gives you a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of madness in your own home. Because you think, oh, maybe I could just do that. You know, I really didn't need that wall at all. It's so easy just to take that one out.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Hey, can you stick around just a moment? I've got Salt and Pepper on now with Shoop. And right after that, I want to ask you or pitch to you my new idea for a TV show. It's a new reality TV show. Going to ask you that right off Salt and Pepper. Morning. Here I go. Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy. 8:17, tops of 19 degrees for your R&B Friday. Try the new Macca's chicken tenders, made for snacking, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. We've got Shelley Craft holding on the line from Channel 9's The Block. Kids. 93.5. Fantastic. Now, I've got a little bit of a pitch to make you, Shelley, on a new TV show. And you've got the contact, so you'd be able to make this happen on Channel 9.
It's see what I can do for you, Jimmy.
Yeah. It's a combination of the TV show Survivor, The Block, and The Farmer Wants a Wife. So you get put on a block and you don't get any food, and you got to win your food by doing challenges, and at the same time you got to find yourself a wife. Do you reckon we can do it?
Oh, am I going to call it Tradie Wants a Lady.
This is good. I like it.
I'll do my best to pitch that one for you. I think it sounds a lot like The Block anyway to us, although they don't have to challenge. Oh, maybe this time they do have to do a challenge for food. I'll work on that. We might see this integrated into this series.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, if you do all the work, I'll just take 15% of the profits. Thanks, Shelley.
But you have been in this game a while,
haven't you? He certainly
has. He didn't get the royalty. Shelley Craft from The Block. On Sunday night, what can we expect from episode one?
Oh, look, basically, it is the intro. So it's going to be one of those, let's meet the characters, let's meet the houses, and let Scotty loose for the next 12 weeks.
Excellent.
That's pretty much how it's going to run. It's a great episode. It's a great way to kick off. And there will be all those couples that you get behind, that you love. There'll always be a couple that you love to hate, and that will always change throughout the series as well. So we're in for a ride, and it's going to be a cracker.
Love it. It all kicks off at 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Excellent. This Sunday on Channel 9. Shelley Craft, thank you ever so for joining us on our silly little show this morning.
Lovely to chat to you. Block it in. I hope I chat to you guys again very soon.
Block on.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Do you reckon she's going to take my idea?
Oh, for sure.
100%.
You're a shoo-in.
Do you reckon I'll be a millionaire?
Move over, Ninja Warrior.
Oh, move over.
Yeah. Carrie
Bickmore and Tom. Happy R&B Friday, everyone. Liam Payne stripped that down on Hit 93.5. With your new way to get up, Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, it is 7 degrees around the slopes and the plains. And last night, episode 2 of The Bachelor.
That's
with Maddie
right. J. Yes, it's time for Batch Chat.
Oh,
and
yep.
Lisa has come out of the gates as the crowd favourite. And everybody's loving her. Everybody's talking about her on social media. My girlfriends are texting me, oh, my God, love Maddie and Lisa.
Do you have one of those like Facebook groups where you just talk about Bachelor
stuff?
Yeah,
it's called Batch Chat. Yeah, it's a group text. One of my friends, Dave, who does very funny commentaries on the Bachelor on Facebook, says, if Lisa doesn't win this competition, then I'll audition for Ninja Warrior. He's hoping. So, and I think everybody was very excited when she was given a rose last night.
Today's been really good.
Yeah.
Really good. I was hoping it would pan out exactly how it did. And I really look forward to getting to know you better. So I would like to know if, Lisa, will you accept this rose?
I will, Maddie. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yay! Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cute, 10 cutes. Everybody's loving her. Elora also went on a one-on-one date with Maddie and things got a bit awkward when she asked him about Georgia. But she still received a rose and a bit of a kiss on the cheek.
Ooh.
Now, the other big steamy part of last night's episode is when Leah had a photo shoot with Maddie during the first group date, and they reenacted sort of like a Grease kind of style scene on a motorbike, and she was getting a bit saucy and raunchy and was awkwardly rejected when she went in for a kiss. Then Maddie pulled away and was like, nah, a bit inappropriate, mate. Bit inappropriate. So, but then at the cocktail party, everybody was hating on Elora after the single date.
Ooh.
Got a bit bullied. Got a bit nasty.
Really?
It did.
No. When she come in from the date, you were all shouting cringe.
Where's the popcorn?
Stop for a second. This is me and Elora for a second. I've never described you as dark, and that's really hurtful.
Yeah, that's really nasty.
I don't know how you can say I'm dark. I am so far from a dark person. Like, I'm such a bright, vibrant person.
Here's the difference. I trust the feeling I have about her. And you, Jen, I'm sorry, but we don't even speak about anything.
I wonder why.
A
think Alora and Simone are very good friends, and yeah, they definitely do keep each other floating.
Said it before and I'll say it again. These women be mad bitches.
They are. They would be. Trending now coming up next, and we're talking work excuses that you've gotten out of work from after that. All you
ladies, every now it's 7 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Do you reckon you can sunbake in 23 degrees? I reckon I could.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Get the old mirror out. What are they
that's
called?
Right.
Those sheets which have got like the foil on them so
yes.
It reflects the sun.
Whatever that's called. Get one of those out.
Actually, don't do that. That would actually be bad of us to encourage that.
Would it?
Oh. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's bad to get sunburned.
Right. Yeah.
Checking in with what's trending at the moment, Pippa. Katy Perry's going to host the MTV VMA.
She is. MTV announced on Thursday that Katy Perry will host the awards on August 27. She's nominated for 5 Moon Men. That's what they call the little dudes in the spacesuit that are the awards, including Best Pop Video for Chain to the Rhythm. Kendrick Lamar, he's also a top contender with 8 nominations. His hit Humble will compete for Video of the Year up against Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, and DJ Khaled.
Oh, love it.
Hot competition there.
I'm going for DJ Khaled there because, as he says in his song, we da best
we
music.
We da best music. Yeah. Hard to compete with that.
Hard to compete with a statement like that. Now, a nutritionist has come out claiming that it's hard to eat safe and be healthy and also be a vegan.
This is very interesting. I'm sure this will cause some controversy. So it's a very resorted to diet, but at the same time, it is one that some professionals aren't actually recommending.
Now, a dietitian by the name of Sophie, she's come out and said this.
It's really hard work to make a vegan diet healthy. You have to think very carefully about what you're eating all the time. I have never recommended any of my patients follow a vegan diet. I can't see myself ever changing that. It's very complicated to make sure that your diet is safe and gives you all the nutrition that you need. Yeah. I've been a nutritional scientist for 13, 14 years now. It would be very hard for me on a day-to-day basis to make sure I was meeting all my nutritional requirements.
So you think it's a case you'd have to take supplements to ensure that you're...
Most people would need to take some supplements. It's very difficult, very challenging to be fully nutritionally adequate on a vegan diet.
Now, I've got to admit, Pippa, I actually really appreciate vegans and vegan food.
Are you a vegan? Do you follow a vegan diet?
I don't, but because I'm lactose intolerant and I don't consume dairy...
So you're almost a vegan, but you've still got meat in there.
I've still got meat in there.
Yeah, okay.
So when I see the magic word vegan, I go, great, I can eat this.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, thank you, vegans. You've saved the day for me again.
So good.
Oh, actually, you introduced me to some vegan cheese the other day.
I did, and that tastes like cheese, feels like cheese, smells like cheese, melts like cheese.
Oh, so yummy.
It's great.
I made myself some vegan pizza. Oh, with some German Krunsky on top.
Yeah, right. So not actually vegan.
With a little
just
bit.
A dairy-free pizza.
Hey, we are chatting with Shelley Craft from The Block. We're doing that right after 8, and our Smasher Cash is worth $1,600. All those stories, check them out at hit.com.au. R&B Friday, turn that cut backwards, Pippa.
I shall. It's already backwards.
Oh, too cool for school. CC Music Factory right now. Things that make you go, I was in the crib. Hit 93.5 downtown. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy, 8:59. This morning, we have some big news to kickstart your workday. Keep your ears here. You won't want to miss it. Pippa, we're off to the weekend.
We certainly are. I am off to Trangie tomorrow for Ladies' Day.
Oh,
it's for rugby.
Lady.
Yes.
Have you got your outfit ready?
I am in the preliminary stages of planning. So there might be some, you know, a few options to choose from. It's very important what you wear, what one wears to Ladies' Day.
Of course it is. Now, you got your hair done during the week as well.
I did, yes.
Looks fabulous.
Thank you, mate. Thanks. Just got to have all the departments ready to go.
You have fun at Ladies' Day. Oh, if you're at Ladies' Day, make sure you say hi to Pip.
Yeah, come on up and say hello. It'll be a great day.
I'm going to keep looking for that lamp base.
Yes, the quest continues.
Honestly, if you work at a charity shop and you've got a lamp base, please give me a call, 13 12 16.
But not one that's as giant as mine. Mine's probably like about 30, 40 centimetres in height. You just want something simple. simple, understated for a bedside table.
You know what I did the other day? I've got two lights in my room. One of them didn't work, so I just went out and bought a nice, good quality $10 light bulb.
Great.
Put it in. Oh, it's the actual socket that doesn't work. Oh, I'm like,
no.
Oh, do you reckon I can return it?
Yeah, just, oh, it's damaged. Needed to bring it back. Sorry.
Hey, Mike's got that big announcement in just a couple of moments' time. We're off. Have a great weekend, but you can catch up with us anytime at hit.com.au. See you later, Pippa.
Bye.